Greetings, greetings, everyone. This is Paul Temple from the Diamond Light Network. And this is our podcast number 12. And it is the fourth podcast in a series called Messages from Althor. And the topic of this one is magnetizing a positive future. Now, just as a reminder, the content of all my podcasts is what we call channeled material, so to speak. It is information that has come through my intuitive guidance from my spirit guides. But this process changed recently, and I came to meet Althor as the multidimensional spirit guide who has provided and is providing these insights. So this series is Althor speaking directly as himself, both through me and to me. And if you want more information about Althor, you can listen to podcast number 9, which is the first in the Althor series, and he introduces himself and explains sort of the nature of our relationship and his presence in that one. So this is the fourth in the Althor Messages from Althor series, and it is about magnetizing a positive future. Greetings, dear one. One reason it is important to awaken your heart center in this time is that there is much distortion, corruption, repression, and delusion in the field of collective human awareness. The path to finding truth and the path out of the chaos of this collective distortion is through heart-centered awareness. The confusing kaleidoscope of your external reality field generates much fear and paranoia in many people. Like a kaleidoscope, the fear and paranoia is a filtered lens through which people choose to perceive, although the confusion is largely an unconscious choice. Perceiving through this lens of fear and paranoia results in people generating future visions of dystopian doomsday scenarios. The more energized people get around these fear-based scenarios, the more they begin to magnetize and manifest these destructive possible futures. It is people unknowingly using their creative power to magnetize and manifest a fear-based future. This is not to say that awareness of negative outcomes to certain paths should be ignored or repressed. There is benefit to raising dystopian scenarios if people use them to reveal and steer away from a future you do not want to create. However, the emotional glamours of the fear-based scenarios can entrap people to begin to actualize, magnetize, and manifest these dark possible future scenarios. So it is important to recognize the possible futures you do not want to manifest and to envision the possible futures you do want to manifest. Do not underestimate the power of vision to plant seeds of future creation. This is a power and a gift not well understood in the human realms. The power of vision, aligned with the right use of will, is a potent combination that humans will become more aware of in this next phase of conscious evolution. Human awareness is predominantly mental at this time. Within the mental constructs of your collective reality, it is easy to get lost in the miasmic carnival of fear and delusion. As you awaken heart-centered awareness, you can remember the infinite, luminous possibilities of your soul-based presence. In this heart-soul memory, you can sense and reveal the greater truth and the greater potential of your being, both individually and collectively. The importance of remembering heart-centered awareness now is that it helps you detach from the delusionary glamours and distortions of the outer reality. It helps you extract from the sticky web of collective dramas and the culture of disbelief. This does not mean that one should ignore these destructive constructs. It means one must learn to perceive their destructive nature, detach from the drama, and then choose to engage, amplify, and manifest a heart-centered future vision for yourself and humanity. The mentally based collective reality is a topsy-turvy, fluid, and easily manipulated construct. It has no center. It is polarized and twisty. It can turn truth into illusion and illusion into truth. It seeks to capture and control your energy and attention through emotional drama and fear. The fear can create a delusion of importance that can appear like truth, but it is not truth that is rooted in love and soul awareness. Mental awareness creates duality, self and other, good and bad, right and wrong. The heart center is where opposites meet. Heart awareness creates unity and oneness. This does not mean that all things are the same. Heart awareness simply reminds us that all things are connected and interrelated. This construct of heart-centered awareness provides a good tool for differentiating truth from illusion. Is a thought or action rooted in love and well-being for all being? Does it generate compassion, kindness, generosity, and altruism? These are the qualities of the heart that will bring humanity back to truth and back to manifesting a future vision based in your evolutionary soul potential. Activating heart awareness can help you remember your power as a creator of reality. You are not a passive rider on this ship of Earth. You are an engaged participant whose thoughts, words, and actions are contributing to the collective field. Be attentive to this engagement. Reflect on how your creative powers will impact humanity for 7 generations into the future. You have choice and responsibility in creating the future of life on Earth. I offer this information that it may be of benefit to you and all beings. In radiant love and light, Althor.